When the city council closes its doors to discuss an economic incentives deal, here's the general rule, says Councilman Warren Cooksey.
Anyone outside of council and staff present at a closed session is unusual.
On very rare occasions, someone from the Chamber of Commerce might be allowed to sit in for a bit and make the company's case. But generally, closed means closed, because the council needs privacy to work out its negotiating strategy and terms, says City Attorney Bob Hageman.
You do not want to have those kinds of conversations in front of the other party to the negotiation.
And certainly not in front of the company's CEO. But that is exactly what the city did with Panthers owner Jerry Richardson. He sat in on two of the four closed sessions council held to discuss using tax dollars for Panthers stadium renovations. Minutes from those meetings show council members were fine with the arrangement. They still are. Here's Councilman Andy Doolin.
Well, I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but it was important to him. And it must have been of importance because he did show up. He you know, that put an exclamation point on the seriousness of the negotiations that some might not have done. I appreciated him being there.
I think that's what Jerry wanted. I think Jerry wanted to know and wanted council to know why he was doing this.
That's Councilman James Mitchell. He appreciated Richardson coming and asking directly for the money. But by the time the council invited the Panthers into their closed session on January 14th, they already knew Richardson's story because they'd met with him one-on-one at Bank of America Stadium just before Christmas. What council members didn't yet know was the exact framework of the deal City Attorney Hageman and Deputy City Manager Ron Kimball had worked out. Taxpayers would cover half of the $250 million stadium renovation plan in exchange for a promise the Panthers would stay in Charlotte at least 10 years.
This was a major reason why this was done in closed session.
Again, City Attorney Hageman.
The council had not been privy to where we were at that point in the negotiations, and we needed to take their temperature and get direction from them.
Panthers owner Jerry Richardson got to take the council's temperature, too. He saw their reaction when Hageman and Kimball warned that the Panthers were, quote, ripe for courting, and that Los Angeles was lurking to nab a team. He heard council members explore various taxes they could tap to fund the stadium and wonder if they could tie the team to Charlotte for more than 10 years. Then Richardson stood to remind the council how he'd, quote, gone to bat for the city by getting the NFL to change its opening day for the Democratic National Convention. And he shared a not-so-subtle story about how he quit the NFL after his third year playing because they offered him $250 short of the $10,000 contract he thought he was worth. Clearly, Richardson is not afraid to walk away when he doesn't get what he wants. And this is the man the council invites into its closed strategy session? Now, Hageman and Kimball say Richardson was only there to answer questions and that he was dismissed halfway through the meeting. The minutes show council members were quite a bit more frank from that point on about their concerns with the deal and how it might be received by lawmakers and the public. Here's Bob Hageman.
All you have to do is look what happened to the deal structure from that meeting to February the 8th, and the deal structure moved in the city's favor.
So it could have been risky, but it worked out in the city's favor.
Movement was made.
Namely, the Panthers agreed to stay for 15 years instead of just 10. That is the deal the city council had on the table a month later when it met in closed session on February 8th. The council was still hoping at that point to get legislative approval for an increase in the prepared food tax to pay for stadium renovations and possibly build a new stadium down the road. While the media waited outside the closed meeting, Richardson and his Panthers team were once again invited in. This time, though, there was some pushback. Councilman Michael Barnes felt it was time the Panthers make their request directly to taxpayers, just like the Charlotte Knights baseball team had done.
I thought that that they had a very good story to tell. I thought Jerry Richardson had a very good personal story to tell about what he was trying to do with the team and where he was trying to place the team long term. So I wanted that to be much more public than it was, and I still think that we should have made more of it public.
Immediately after that February 8th meeting, the city did make the details of the deal public. But a month later, the council would be back in closed session, lamenting the refusal of state lawmakers to go along with the plan. The Panthers were not in that meeting. Afterward, Hageman and Kimball went back to the team and worked out a much smaller deal, $87 million of existing tax revenues in exchange for a six-year tether. This time, council members heard details of the plan in public and voted for it unanimously on April 22nd. Looking back, Councilman Barnes says those closed meetings with the Panthers were not ideal.
I think it hurt the transparency piece from the public perspective and public confidence, but I don't think it hurt the negotiation.
Still, might the outcome have been better had the city stuck with precedent and kept Richardson out of its closed meetings? Negotiation expert Gary Kohut, who heads UNC Charlotte's MBA program, says the best deals are built on trust and sharing information.
But only the information the other party needs to know. We need to be extremely careful as to what information we do share.
While council shared much of its strategy and financial capacity with the Panthers, Richardson never did open his books to the city. And the truth is, Charlotte was never in the driver's seat. It was the city that first broached the possibility of paying for stadium renovations when Mayor Anthony Fox sent Richardson a letter to that effect on September 28th. Kohut says instigating a negotiation generally puts you at a disadvantage. But City Attorney Bob Hageman argues there was no advantage to be had. A negotiation with the Panthers was inevitable.
The reality is, if you want an NFL team in the year 2013, you're going to have public participation. It's just the reality of the situation.
And Hageman notes most other cities are spending far more to keep their teams happy. Charlotte's into the Panthers for $87.5 million, but Atlanta taxpayers are on the hook for more than $200 million to build the Falcons a new stadium. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.